No, I'm just saying.
Blog Talk Radio.
No one gets my power. What, Pop? You don't think I should be saying that? Oh. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Like, y'all trying to tell me, like, I really want y'all to understand that I could give two fucks. Because nobody's paying my bills but you subscribers and people that are supporting me. So that's what's important. Okay, go ahead, babe.
Let's move on. Let's get to the next song. Let's get to some vibes. Let's get to some twerking. Let's get to some singing, R&B, and something. Let's get into some vibes.
Oh.
Do I need to throw a request on it to change it up and make you laugh? Because, you know, I got funny songs.
Eric Bellinger.
You know, I did an Eric Bellinger video.
Yes. Hey.
That's why we connected.
We connected through Eric Bellinger and Bryson Tiller.
In the car that, well, they might, they not like that.
Hey. Tell me what hey.
It's like that, cinema. How sway, cinema.
Like cinema. Okay. This is all on my playlist. Ooh.
The boys' playlist.
This is the boys' playlist. This is all on my playlist.
I got a girl.
This is Sin Nudes.
Sin Nudes? Who is this by?
Sammy.
I gotta hear this.
You don't like the Sammy? Okay, you don't like Sammy.
I'm not doing this. We need to up tempo it.
Text me back. Oh, wait. Maybe you like this one.
What is this?
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
My King Tookie.
Oh, 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 oh.
Who is this? Is this Lil Yachty?
No.
Hey. Hey. Jamaican. Break it. Break it. Break it, bitch. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it, bitch. Break it. Break it, bitch. Break it. Break it. Break it. Hey. Hey. Break your back to this. Break your... Hey. 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 Hey.
Okay, let's be real. Okay. Oh.
Break back to this.
Oh. Some okay. I don't know where mine is. It's not even on here.
They're what?
They want to hear this. They always be telling me to play this shit.
What?
Oh.
And, the end is the best.
One night though. My head gone, it's all wrong. We yes, yes, yes. That was my single. I need to do another song. It's time.
Oh my god, I loved it.
I love that song.
I love the end of that last. I don't know. I loved it. I love a good people.
That was that. You know that was dedicated to you. I love you, Pops. But no. But what I'm saying, like this is, I'm gonna. There was another beat that I was gonna make a Drake song to, and it was gonna be to the. It was a Marvin sample. Marvin Sapp sample. I couldn't find it, but shout out to everybody who has downloaded that record and has supported that record. It was even bitches talking about my music career today. I don't understand. Like, I just try. Like, I just throw out music for my fans that like it. I'm not the best, but I have a little bit of a, I understand the ear. So shout out to the people who like the Armand or just Armand's music. You know, it's cool. You know, with more money, the better we could be. Not more money from the people, but more access, better studios. But I'm not even trying to do that.
It is what it is. You put out a record, that's something you wanted to do. If you want to continue to do, you will do. If people like it, they like it. A lot of people do. Like, I love it. So, hey, it makes you happy, continue to do that. Whatever makes you happy, that's what you do. What is this?
Ooh. Ooh.
That almost made me get up.
What was we listening to? Y'all guys like this?
Are you going to do a woman's playlist?
You want to hear? We always listen to women.
I
was going to, but that's more my vibes. But you know, like, boys are like an aphrodisiac. Because it's not a lot of boys that can do, you know what I mean? So you can't, yeah, you can't really find men. And I feel like there's something exotic about, I think that's probably why we like men, because there's something exotic about men, the species. They're intriguing. They're mysterious. They're complicated, but they're loving. Like, they're every emotion. They're everything in one body. Like, bitch, the man is everything.
Men are the ones who have. I'll just make sure I clarify before I get my thinking. Men are the ones who have the X and the Y chromosome, right? That's the one that.
I don't know. I'm going off of what you're saying right now.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm asking.
Okay.
But I think men are the ones who have the X and the Y chromosome, so they have the female and the male traits, so they can be a little bit. This is what I'm thinking. A little bit more versus. I don't want to go into it because I don't know if that's okay. Factual. So okay. I don't want to. You know how the. You know how you know our conversation is.
Okay. Hey. Oh, just men get. But we like men. It's just something about
like,
men.
Like
just,
men.
Yeah, it's just what it is.
But I do like listening to a good woman sing.
But we love female singing.
I love a good female.
Oh. Give me the do. Let's go. Hey, Daddy. Hey, Daddy. Let's go. Hey, let's get into some things, bud. We vibe. Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Tory Lanez in the motherfucking building.
Tory Lanez is this.
Okay. Give me the loop. Ho. Ho. Okay. Period. Pool. Kenneth, are you here still?
I'm definitely still here.
I'm not. Well, we don't have any calls. We got into a lot of things tonight.
You want to play? I got a request, a very, very one-off request.
How one-off is the request?
Well, it's not that off, but I feel like when I say the name, it comes
who
off.
Who is one-off?
I don't want to do it then. I don't want to do it then.
Come on, Tammy.
Well, I can do the other. I have
come on, okay, come on. Say what you got.
Okay, I was going to say play Tammy Rivera.
No.
Sex with you. You need to
I want
to
hear Tammy
okay,
Rivera right
You want to hear Turn Up because this is on.
No, what you want to hear? Come on. I really want to play that Mulatto Sweetie Trina.
No, I haven't heard the Mulatto Sweetie Trina. That's the
difference. Yeah, well, Trina, actually, let's be very, very clear. Somebody get their thing out and get ready to scream before because Miss Trina didn't play with her verse.
You heard this?
Yes, I watched the video.
They got a video?
Yes, Trina did not play with her verse. Sweetie is nice because she's from the Bay, but Sweetie can't rap.
But Sweetie's more commercial.
Yeah, but Sweetie can't rap. Mulatto was that bitch. Mulatto was that bitch. Really somebody record this so I can tell you. Mulatto is that bitch.
You gotta do like a. We gotta.
I'm gonna do a video, but I really. I think I have to do a video on Mulatto.
But Mulatto is good because she's smart because she even knew to go with. Well, this might be for the video. Should I save it or should I give a little bit? She even went. To do the Saucy Santana to like start getting an audience.
But Mulatto is that bitch.
Because I'm gonna be real. If you have an LGBT audience, you win. Everybody who has a good LGBT audience, I feel like wins because the LGBT. I'm not saying straight in other things that are out there. Moon.
Yeah, I have watched this already. Mulatto was that girl. I'm about to watch it right now.
Okay, well,
Mulatto was that girl. Mulatto was really. So I want somebody to screen record this right now. And scream quick because I'm about to add this right now. I'm probably not going to get paid for this, but I'm about to tag Mulatto on this. Mulatto was that girl. Mulatto was that girl because you got to just watch this video. Mulatto can rap her motherfucking ass off. No, that is the chat. That's the wrong thing to have. See, bitch, I could never have no tea on the board because, bitch. And she only 21. She might
be playing so much.
What?
So I'll play Candy video.
I'm finna play Mulatto. Mulatto was that girl. Mulatto was that girl, but I hope it don't shut me off. Oh, let's go.
Make it bigger.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Mulatto was that girl. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Is she gonna have multiple looks?
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Mulatto is that girl, and she's only 21, and she gets it. Let's be very clear. And she's signed to RCA. Let's be very clear. Danielle Bregoli, what?
Danielle Bregoli messed up.
You thought it was going to be easy to throw a white girl in. But RCA said, Atlantic, no, you will not.
Well, she messed up. She had the downfall.
Let's be.
The downfall of her. Because there was a downfall. And it was clear when she got her ass whooped.
Oh.
Hey.
Boo, yeah. Boo.
Gymnastics? Ooh.
Hey.
What? Bitch ass cow.
Let's go, sweetie. Bay Area. This Quavo girlfriend. Let's get into some things. This is sweetie. Get into this verse. That's my type. That's my type. No, sweetie is giving Tokyo Styles in the face.
What?
She's giving Tokyo Styles in the face. I'm not feeling sweetie.
Tokyo Styles is women
sweetie
like.
Sweetie is giving Tokyo Styles in
it's
the face.
Women like.
I'm not feeling sweetie.
I can't.
She giving Tokyo Styles in the face.
What?
Sweetie is trash.
I don't like the rap.
Sweetie cannot rap.
Not with the rap.
Sweetie is trash.
But maybe.
See, Sweetie is trash. Sweetie is also giving Tokyo Styles.
She should have.
Sweetie is trash.
She could at least learn from Quavo. If she wants to learn anything from Quavo, he knows how to not have to be the best rapper, but be the catchiest verse.
Yes. Sweetie is.
So
we should have did without
this verse. I swear I'd be looking at Amigos video and I'd be like, Offset is the new Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Then Quavo will be the verse I remember. So I'd be like, it's still Quavo somehow. Even though I know that Quavo and Offset rap better than Quavo, Quavo knows how to be a little bit more catchy. And he knows how to pick the timing of which part of the beat he wants to be on.
Yes, let's continue playing. Oh!
She had a great part of the beat.
Oh, Mulatto was that bitch. Don't sleep on Mulatto. She's going to gag the girls in 5 years. Watch.
She needs to gather in the next 1 to 2.
But she's going to.
1 to 2.
But she's ready. She's with the shits to do that.
Five.
But the whole thing is Trina didn't come to play with this verse.
Okay, that's what I'm ready for. Because I knew Saweetie wasn't going to do it. Yank.
Oh. I'm going to have to chop this video. Oh. Oh, hold on. You're not ready for Trina. Here comes Trina.
Go a little bit back.
Let me go back.
Let me make sure it's up today.
Let me go back.
Because I'm looking at... I want to see what you guys are saying.
Oh, did you... Come on.
My pussy can't leave no evidence because I swear we could be at the hotel.
Oh, come on, Trina, bitch. You come on for the queen, bitch. Oh, not this Off-White. You can't get out the store, bitch.
I just wish that she would deliver same words, everything the same.
Same energy.
Same, but a little bit more energy, like harder, like say it like you really
like
mean
you
it.
Like you really, really mean it. Because
it's there.
It's there. And we're willing to give it to you all over again.
Yeah, I was willing to be like, yes,
bitch,
Trina, yes.
Listen.
I was willing to say, yeah, bitch, you the only one who get that Off-White.
Hold on. I think with Trina, somebody screen record this and send this to Trina, Bobby Lights, and Alvin, and Trina. Trina, we are willing to make you happen again. I feel like
Trina can happen again. I was ready to say, Trina, you don't. In my head.
I feel like Trina can happen again, bitch.
In my head, I felt like Trina was really the. I feel like I would have believed that Trina was the only one who got that Off-White out.
Trina.
And can't get it out the store. That to me is resurfacing because. In reality, the way that she delivered it now, I would probably second guess and be like, such and such could get that. Such and such could probably get that.
But at the same time, you heard the undertone of bitch. Trina can be that girl.
Could be that. But I'm like, no, bro. If you just would have said it with the power of, and the beat was with it.
It was there.
The beat, every
she just needed to commit.
Delivery of everything she said. You
felt it. Trina, listen. If you're not understanding anything else, and I hope somebody screen record this and send it to you, Trina, bitch, you need to commit a little bit stronger. I'm going to crop this for my own shit and send it to you. Bitch, you have it. There can be a resurface of the baddest bitch. You have it. You got to just believe it, and you got to meet these bitches at the max. You got to max out, Trina. You got to max out because bitch is there. It's there, bitch. You have it, bitch. The flow is there, bitch. I heard it. Didn't you hear it?
Play that back.
Let me play that back.
Because the flow was there for me.
Oh. Come on, Trina. You better motherfucking flow, bitch. Did you catch that Trina flow? We didn't know that Trina could flow like that. Come on, bitch. You better not play with us, Trina. You better stop playing. I'm about to bring that back one more time. I hope they screen record this. Ha!
Oh. Oh, oh. 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 Oh, oh. Oh. Oh, oh.
Let's
go, Trina.
I said it, but this tennis got the necklace. And the cash that I second like the Tetris. Real gutter bitch, real pug and connection.
Oh, oh.
First I make them eat it till he locked jaw. Give it to him good, knock a nigga sock off.
Oh, oh.
I turn on the pen up in his mouth.
Oh. Ooh,
that
ooh, ooh, ooh,
south.
Ooh, come on.
I'm a real ass bitch.
Let's go, let's go. Let's go, mulatto.
Rich ass, bitch mulatto.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh,
ooh,
ooh,
ooh, ooh. Come on, bitch.
Go ahead and
I like, bitch, come on, bitch.
You know, you just gotta immediately add something to the playlist.
Oh.
You do not want to forget.
Ooh.
Thank you for having me on the show because I'll be getting the music my damn self.
We got to make sure we send that to Big Lotto and we got to make sure we get that to Trina because she needs to understand how much of a banger that was.
Ooh. That's going on my inner ratchet playlist.
Oh.
I have to keep. I have a.
Okay, do we have any callers in the queue? We have one caller.
You guys want to call
225-6017. You're live on the air.
Hi. I love y'all.
Hold
I just
want
to say that I love you, Amma, and keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
And I just emailed you a song from this dude out of Lafayette, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, y'all going to love it. Like, I just need you to
okay.
click on.
But you gotta tell me something pertaining to the topic too. What you think about
okay.
everything I talk about tonight? Yeah.
I just think all of them are haters, and you keep doing what you do.
Now you stop that.
I do. Huh.
Oh, I got a power card for the dude out in Lafayette, girl. He got a lot going on. He's in the middle of a struggle right now. But go ahead.
Oh. I do know. I know him a little bit. I mean, you know, I've done a little television.
He's looking
stuff,
for a balance.
A radio.
Is he in a relationship? Because it's like I shouldn't be reading people like this. Sorry.
I don't
okay,
know.
I just pulled apart. But you know, I got some energy from you too. Let me pull something for you too, girl. You got a lot going on.
Oh, good.
Just pulling...
Yes. What you got? What you got?
Girl, you are crazy.
Yes, she is. She is. She cool as shit. But let me tell you something, bitch. She's got a lot of shit going on mentally, but she's trying to come out, or she's either came out, not mentally like retarded, but mentally like girl stressed and a lot of anxiety and a lot of things like, girl, you hold a lot of things in and you need to let that go. And you're trying to figure out why things are not happening all the way for you and why the stars are not aligning in your favor. But it's because you're not letting go of the past.
Ooh. Hmm. And that's good because I'm a Scorpio, so I definitely leave a lot of stuff in for sure.
Yes. Okay, that's probably what it is. But you have a sweet spirit, but you're a keeper too.
You.
Like you could be one of our girlfriends. So you emailed me the song?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
He has a YouTube
Pop, can you
video.
Find the song? Okay. What's the thing on YouTube?
Do you know where it's located? What streaming platform is it on?
It's on Apple. iTunes. I think I sent you two of them. He's on Spotify.
Oh, he's on Spotify.
He's like
as well.
Really, really good.
And what is his name again? Sorry.
Sayofeek. SayYoFeek.
Bitch, I don't think I'm gonna find that.
What is the name of the song?
I don't think I'm gonna find
Sayofeek.
That.
Sayofeek. And what is the name of the song?
I'm too drunk for that.
It's called Work.
I found
Work,
it.
Work. W O R. You
say
found
your
it? Oh
feet.
Yeah, no feet.
Yes.
S A Y space. Go on Spotify.
Okay. S A Y
space Y O space F E E K. And the song is
F E E K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The song is thousand streams. So
okay, we're playing them right now. Thank you, Live.
Thank you, Live. We're playing it now.
I love y'all.
Stay
your Thank
freak.
You so much.
Work live now on the Arma Wigan Show.
Yes, thank y'all so much.
It's good. Hey. Hey. Well.
Okay. Okay. Do you like that?
It was cute. It would probably go into, like, you know, you have those, like, guilty songs that you probably think you only like?
Yeah.
Do you have any of those?
No.
Well, I have songs that, that's why I told you Tammy Rivera song, but you're not going to
play. I'm not going to play Tammy Rivera.
It's a great song to me, and I think people would like it, but nobody's given it a chance. We put it on the blog, and she liked it that we posted it, and people liked it. So that's when I heard it. But
I just wanted, but before you go ahead.
Those are songs that are like your guilty pleasure songs that probably you'd be like, I'm probably the only one who liked this. I play this by myself. But if you're going to, you know, when you get the aux cord and you get nervous, that's not one of the songs you'll play, but you will listen by yourself. Periana.
This song looks like it stressed her mind that fast. Stop you doing that. 510-5224. Who is this part?
510?
Hello?
Oh. Armand.
Hello?
Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, man, why are you talking about who is this?
Because, girl, you're from where we're from.
From 510, that's why. Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Hear me? Maybe something wrong with the phone. Hello?
Yeah.
Let me hear you.
Yeah, I'm from Oakland. I'm from Oakland.
Oh.
Oh, she basically saying, I don't know you, but I'm from Oakland. Girl, okay. You just got to understand that I'm from San Francisco. I'm from Oakland,
recognize
girl.
The 510, so yeah. we might know
I'm
you.
I'm like, girl, do we know you? What's going on? That's you from, you family?
Oh,
what's
no,
that?
I'm just saying. I'm calling from Oakland. Y'all were saying
yeah, I'm from
61st.
I went to Frick and King Estate and all that.
Girl. Okay.
Girl, but I moved because, girl, my dad didn't want me to go to Fremont High. But go ahead. I didn't go to Skyline
Fremont
either.
Fremont High wasn't that bad. I went to Skyline.
But girl, you know, I used to live in Richmond, sweetie.
I live in Richmond right now.
I used to live in Richmond, girl. Yeah, and my family's from San Francisco, Fillmore.
I live in Richmond right now, Hilltop.
Oh, girl, we was over there.
We looked at a place over there.
What? Yeah, I'm in Richmond right now, but I was calling because I've been trying to call for a minute, but my nigga took my phone and I couldn't call you. But
okay.
I didn't got drunk because you drunk. You feel me?
Period.
Period.
But I was listening to that song with the girl, and I just feel like Trina should drop an album, bro.
Yes. Is it true?
She did drop an album.
She dropped that album, but I feel like, I don't know, like I feel like she had a bad experience because I remember when she went through that situation where she had the song with
Trina.
Nicki Minaj.
She had the problem with Nicki Minaj. I think I need to do a problem.
She was bringing old songs into a current album. She needs to do a completely updated album.
Right, because remember her last shit that was hella long ago? I got an ass so big like the sun. Hope you got a mouth for a dick. I want to root in.
Those are classics.
That's around my neck, my back.
No, that's not that far. You had tried that. That's not on my neck.
Definitely before next car.
I swear to God, that shit slaps the heart, bro. And I'm listening to this song.
If you play that right now, we all get up and say, my
dad. This is crazy. Like, I don't understand why she don't drop
it.
Trina still got it. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Trina still got it, and she needs to drop an album.
She got it more than cash, though.
Like, I don't understand. Like, but I just called in because everybody, it seemed like everybody is on New York time. Like, everybody was like, it's time for me, in the chat, everybody like, it's time for me to go to sleep. Like, I got to go to work tomorrow. I'm like,
no,
it's
I'm going to tell you, okay,
it's
so
nine,
let me tell
o'clock.
You something. Hold on. But hold on. Let me tell you something, caller. Let me tell you something. Because you live here. I'm going to tell you, I'm originally, my family from San Francisco. My dad bought his first house in Richmond. Then we moved to East Oakland. I went to Burbank. Then I went to Frick. Supposed to go to Fremont. But then we moved to the Valley, this, that, and third. So I'm saying all that to say I am from California. I'm Californian, nigga. Like, it's 61st Avenue. It's rich. You know, all of that. So I'm saying that to say this. I moved a lot, right? And you know, if you live in California, if you don't live, you know, in the Bay Area, it's a lot of, they're moving us all to Antioch, down south,
right?
Manteca, Stockton, this, that, and third.
Right.
So, long story less long, I ended up moving out of the state to Atlanta, Houston, this, that, and third. And I learned that there's not a lot of black people out here left in the Bay Area. And so, my platform, when I actually moved back to the Bay, niggas didn't know who I am. So it's only a few of us that's up right now that listen to the Armand Wiggins show. The main people that fuck with me is New York City, Florida, Atlanta,
and
Chicago,
that's funny
because
that's
Baltimore,
what I realized from
DC,
the people in the chat.
Not even my
most
own
of them
people.
Was talking about the time difference, and I'm like, what?
Yes.
I'm like, it's hella. I've been watching you for hours.
So I have to
I'm
cater
like,
to them.
Why are they saying it's so late? Yeah. Okay.
And then,
that's
and then
crazy
and the other side
everybody
is
who
London,
I know,
Europe.
I tell them about
yes.
You. Everybody yes. who I know that watched YouTube and shit, like I tell them about you, I'd be like, watch Armand, because you hella funny. I probably just started watching you, probably like a couple of months ago, but from the first time I watched your first video, like, I was down. I was like, oh, shit, like, this is what it is. You feel me? Like, I'm like, this is what it is. And I tell everybody to watch you, but that's crazy that not a lot of people from out here are watching you. Like, I think that's hella crazy. Like, that's weird to me, but I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
weird,
I
but
feel
you
like
know,
you
it's weird. It's weird, right?
Lit.
But, you know, my biggest platform is on the East Coast and the Midwest. So usually they're either 2 hours ahead or 3 hours ahead.
Yeah, 3 hours
And if they're not
ahead.
In the United States, they're out of the country in either the UK or Canada. But California, they don't fuck with me like that. And it's crazy to me.
Do you think it's because just like a lot of people out here is not watching YouTube or what you think it is? Like, I don't think I've really tapped
into where they can relate. I think that the radio hasn't allowed people like me. Like, you know, I don't know if you've ever been, but I go to Complex in Oakland sometimes when they have it. But,
yeah,
you know, it's like
Complex.
Oakland is its own scene. So, bitch, they're not letting a lot of people in. Like, the Bay Area is stuck in its own thing. That's why it's hard for niggas to make it out of the Bay, and niggas end up stealing our swag and making money off of it. But the Bay Area is so closed minded.
Yeah, and it's really ghetto.
Yes.
We really ghetto, and it's really ghetto. But I don't feel like you're not relatable to the people that.
And guess what we did? We left the motherfucking keys at the table to the car. So we had to go back in that motherfucker, get the keys, and pay for that motherfucking bill that we decided to run the fuck out on. It got caught because we had tried it. And I never tried again.
No, but you slightly tried it with me.
No,
at
I
red
just,
lo-
you
hinted
you,
at that at
no,
red
we,
yes,
we,
you did.
We're
you had
red
looked at the bill. You thought, oh, well, we ran out.
You had slowly kind of
let me know that
you
were
that
with that.
You
shit.
Always don't. You don't. You don't no. put in order to the fact that the lady already had my card.
But if
I
was, but if I was with it, you would have been with it.
She already had my card.
If I would have been with the run out,
I wasn't with it.
You would have been.
I wasn't with it. I just told you.
How about the time you found $100? Or the man at the bar that never charges us if you don't say anything.
Wait,
or
what?
Even the moment where I drop $20 and you take my money.
No,
in
that
our
was my
front yard.
That was my $20. Let's be clear. Let me tell you about something that I was taught in my life. You don't ever ruin. Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me on this one. Don't interrupt me. Don't ever interrupt the blessing that God has given you. Don't ever interrupt it. If God has given you a blessing to be allowed to do stuff, you take that blessing. And what you also do is you keep it to yourself. And I messed up telling you my blessing.
No.
And you are trying to exploit me on that. So I do not ever.
If you live with a person, it's only two of you in the house, and you walk outside on a front yard,
and
you drop $20.
You didn't drop the $20.
Then your man go, "Oh, I found $20, nigga. You didn't find $20. That's my $20."
Let's be clear, because the whole thing was I had the $20 that I found. You let's be clear. Let's rewind to this. With that same day, I was like, "Ooh, okay, I'm gonna buy us food because I got found an extra $20." Come to find out, that wasn't an extra $20. That was the $20 that I had put saved in my wallet. So when I went to grab the real $20 that I thought I had already spent it.
Now I'm gonna tell you, my man never took my $20, but I would think that. But that's why I love him. But at this,
you got well, you can
he never took no, he never stole no money. I'll tell you this. He never stole no money from me. We did have an incident where I had to cuss him out, though, in Virginia, because we did have an incident.
But
he,
I got it myself.
But
he
got
I
himself.
It
he got
it
himself.
Mine.
He got himself. But what I will say is he did want me to run out of the Red Lobster.
I did not. You're not to blame me on this. Like, I did not run you a you're I told
you.
You
wanted me to
I
run out of that Red Lobster.
This, I told
you
about,
were with the
no,
bullshit if I
we
ran
were
out of that
first
Red Lobster.
First and foremost, let's
how about this? How about the 7-Up you stole?
What 7-Up?
When they didn't ring up?
That was a blessing from God. Okay, you're a hater. I told the lady... The lady scanned all my items by choice. Who goes to self-checkout and the person who works there starts ringing up your items? So I let her ring up my items, even though it's
but
called self. No, wait, pause. It's called self-checkout. And so she insinuated that I was going to take something. So she started scanning my items on her own like I was in a regular line. And so because she forgot to scan the 7-Up and she tried to play me like I was going to take something, which was never my intent, the Lord blessed me with a free 7-Up.
Yeah. The Lord is always blessing you in
and,
some sort
and
of
let's
way.
Be clear. And my blessing is always bestowed upon you. Okay, they all
absolutely
okay. The Lord does bless me, and if people want to hate on me, they can hate on me all they want because they don't get the same blessings. As
my
me.
Only issue with you is when I need you to make the fraud claim for me,
it ain't a fraud claim. Let me tell you something.
No, because every time I tell you, I'll get my money
that's
back.
That's
what
the difference.
No, that's what you say.
I
that's
will always
say.
Get my money back. I don't play about that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't play about getting my money back. I can get my money back from anybody. If they think that they have a hold on my money, if they think that there's a freeze on my money, if they think there's a
not a freeze.
If they think there's a non-refundable payment on my money, I will get the money back. On period. And you know that's not a lie.
No, I know, but you don't get the money back.
No,
from
you
me.
Don't do right. You don't do right. You call and tell the truth. You call and tell.
Well, not when I check too young.
Or you call and go. You call and go all the way the fuck off, so nobody wants to help us. I call politely and just tell them my story and let them know what happened. You call and be like, "I need my money today."
What about when I call Such and Chow and I got our money back?
Because
I drove all the way from our house with Chase on the line.
And got there. We did get the money back, but that's because who taught you how to do that at that time? You wasn't with the...
No, I told Chase, hold on.
You told Chase, you did deliver it. But I told you, you can get your money back because Such and Chow was trying to rip you off on a laptop. So...
Such and Chow definitely tried to rip
off. All I know is, but you, anytime... You need any time. This is the thing about, let me tell you guys, this thing about Armand. Armand doesn't make payment arrangements. Armand doesn't do late payments. He doesn't do those things. He pays it on time. He pays it in full. No matter how much it is, he's going to complain and blah, 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 but it's going to be paid. Me, on the other hand, I'm a maneuverer. Okay. I know how to maneuver. I know how to get the payments. I know how to get it done. It's not going to affect me. It's going to be done correctly in my timely manner. So when you need those things, you always seem to, while it's happening with me, you tell me you need to just pay it. But when you need those moments, You will tell me, what should I do, babe?
But you're
what
never any
do,
help.
Pops? No, because you down me the whole time.
But you're never,
I
but you never help
you,
me.
I look at you like,
you never
oh,
help
now,
me.
Oh,
you never
you,
help.
Oh, now you
when have
these,
you helped me?
Oh, now you want these resources. Oh, now you want these resources that I have.
Oh, the frauds, Gary.
They're not frauds. They're not frauds. They're not frauds. I don't ever call anybody a fraud. I have used my social, my credit card, my stuff with my name. I don't ever use anybody else's stuff in my money. So, or yours. So I use the money. And I pay it off in a timely manner. And it's always right.
I don't
you
do
need
that.
Two people. You need people like us.
I
that's
don't
why
do
we're
that.
Together
I don't have time for that shit. He does that
because
shit.
Because I know how to. You are like what you're like those these people like during this thing that we're going against now. Those all those people with all those stock and all those millions of dollars who are panicking because they don't know how to not have money. I'm one of those people who's like, ain't nothing changed. I know how to maneuver. And I'm going to have the same lifestyle. I'm going to actually probably benefit more than them because I know how to get through these things. You need those. It's a combination. I know how to maneuver and get through. I know there's all these programs and things out there for people to maneuver and get. You don't even realize on the PG&E bill, I found a way to get deals on that so that it's cheaper. But I don't have to go tell you because you'll be like, why did you go through all of that? You would never have sat and went through all the stuff I went through.
No, you just paid. Just
I don't pay. I pay with a discount. I have a discount on PG&E. If anybody wants to know how, that's a fee. Because I need help paying the PG&E.
What?
Everything's a fee. They charge me. I'm going to charge them. So.
No, but honestly, I just think that's the difference between me and my man, which is good. Like, he knows where I'm, like, I don't have the time. Like, if there was even when we go grocery shopping, if I see ketchup, I'm grabbing the ketchup that I like.
And this is the thing about him. He's like, oh, we need ketchup, picks up the ketchup. I end up having to put the ketchup back and grabbing another ketchup because something about you always, no matter what store, what item, what category we're looking for, always grab the most expensive item.
It's not
you are so attracted to the most expensive items. And I'm like, did you not see the one next to it?
No.
That it does
but it don't do it.
It do. It do. It
you
do.